Blog Talk Radio.
December 3rd, we are here broadcasting to you live. Like I said, Planet of Brooklyn. We got a whole bunch of new joints for you guys today. Coming from Deuce the Privilege, Trey Brown, Mr. Spo the Dope Flow coming out of Long Island. We got a lot of whole bunch of new joints, and also too, I got a throwback for you guys for today. But right now, while anyone gets here, unless you guys know, you guys need to go to Rome this Sunday night. It's gonna be the Divers Party. That's going down, like I said, Club Rome, 19th between 5th Avenue and Broadway. Ladies are free until 12:30. Fellas, you guys are free until 12. They got drink a bottle specials. You got to hit up DirishLadies@gmail.com. Say Dirish at the door so you can get in free and all that good stuff. Definitely check them ladies out. They do it every Sunday. Like I said, Club Rome on 19th between 5th Avenue and Broadway. So that's check them out. We're gonna get to a couple, pay some bills, also good stuff like that. I'm gonna give you guys, you know, somebody left you off for last week. This is the Monster Joint. Kanye, Jay Z, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj. We'll get to some more about the whole Kanye album thing, because for those who don't know, he recently got awarded the coveted creme de la creme, tippity top of the list, 5 Mic award for his album, for his latest album. So you guys can call in, we're going to talk about that. Let's see if he really deserves it. Here's a track over that. It's called Monster. Like I said, it's Kanye, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj. So let's know what you think, all right? 347-857-4302. It's Pre-K Radio. We get it live. Here's how we do it. We'll be back in a minute.
Shoot the lights out, hide till it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungle, all you hear is rumble. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. And who you going with, yeah? Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the bitch, the same rap to get a track pain. Fuck the chain, that old team is back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but he's holding my accent. They came after me and said, this the number 2 dad. If you wanna make it number 1, you're number 2 now. Bitch, that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn, easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. So I'm gonna do fast to noon now. Think you motherfucker really need to cool out. Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she's claiming that I bruised the esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow the dip. I'm living in the future, so the presence is my past. My presence is the present, kiss my ass. God, nigga, just
unknowns, I'm a motherfucking monster. Bouncer, bouncer, stop your silly nonsense, nonsense. None of you niggas know where to swamp it. None of you niggas have seen the country that I've seen. I still hear some screams in my dreams. Murder, murder, and black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is they fuck with no things, trying to draw blood on my ice cold veins. Smell of massacre seems to be the only way to back you back.
God, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I got it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster automobile gangster with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. Here dress up from Milan, that's a monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's a monster show. Young Money is a rasta and a monster crow. And I'm pull up, pull up, pull up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't know that. My money ain't.
Let me get this straight. Hey, I ain't a rookie, but my features and my shows 10 times your pay. 50K for a verse, no album out.
Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie's gotta claim it. Harder than the Middle East and claim it. Find it. Plenty my Taiwan, got he whine it. Whine it. Picky you on the bitters when I find it.
Game Radio, December 3rd, 2010. Everybody, if you got a chance this weekend on Sunday, hit a club room. That's 19 between 5th and Broadway. Ladies are free before 12:30, fellas before 12. Make sure you guys say Die Rich at the door. They got drinking bottle specials and all of that. So you want to hit up DieRichLadies@gmail.com. Especially just how I said it. That's how you type it in and everything good like that. We got a couple things to talk about today. One thing, Kanye West getting a 5-mic preview from the Source magazine. Now, everybody who's a hip hop head, if you were an '80s baby, you know how prestigious, how prominent the 5-mic award is. You feel what I'm saying? And the Source just awarded that to Kanye West's latest album, My Twisted Dark Black Fantasy. I'm not 100% what it's called, but it's something along the lines of that. But that's what it's called. That was a track off that album that was Monster featuring Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj. And while we're talking about Nicki Minaj, of course, those who have a pulse on hip-hop, they know right now Nicki Minaj is caught in this crazy BS bullshit rivalry with Lil' Kim. In the past few weeks, I've been making a couple of appearances on shows, most so GXMedia.biz, Monday mornings, Motivational Mondays. Oh, and also, too, just so you guys know, this show, we are also being broadcast on GXMedia.biz. So for those who are tuning in with us on GXMedia.biz, I give you a shout-out to you. You guys are also one step closer to the greatness that is Free Game Radio. So I applaud you. I thank you. For all those who have been rocking with us from the get-go, when I just started doing this as a hobby, when I got spurred a moment and said, hey, I'm going to do a show, and all you guys who called in and tuned in and gave me your 2 cents on anything that mattered to you. Thank you, everybody who sent me music, everything. Thank you. I got some new music from people who are rocking with us from beginning, Trey Brown, Sagittarius Black. Also, too, happy birthday to him. It's his birthday. It's the last 50 or so minutes in his birthday. But happy birthday to you, Sag Black. Hope you're enjoying it. Shout out to you and your fam. Hope you guys are living it up. But I'm gonna take a caller right now. We got a lady still in the building. She needs no introduction. You know, she holds pregame together. She holds us down. But she's here. I'm gonna let her up in the room. Her input is very, very crucial to the whole pregame process. You know what I'm saying? So when she speaks, you guys really need to sit back, listen. Whether you're an artist or you're a blogger, whatever it is, she got something for you. So, like I said, when she speaks, you guys sit back and listen. Get in the room. So, Lady Still, what's up, baby?
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I also have a little bit of news for all of the artists that you do deal with and those that may be listening right now. Okay. If they can actually send you their BDM10's email address and contact information, I have someone that is actually going to be doing a showcase for the Source magazine in January, and it's going to be for upcoming rappers and singers. So if they can send you that information, if they can send you that information and forward it to me, I will have the person in charge send them the information as far as what they have to do. It's going to be in the New York area, so I don't know how any out-of-state artists will work that out, but that's just a heads up.
All right. So pretty much all of the artists in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, as long as you can get into the NYC area, send me your stuff. You want your stuff showcased, send it to me, brooklynblk@gmail.com. I'll give it to Lady Steele. She gets you hooked up in that showcase. And we get you guys going straight up and down. That's how we're doing. No chasing, no bullshit. This is how we're doing pregame radio. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, you know what I'm saying, just a quick one, just to pay, like I said, pay for the bills, because, you know, pregame radio, we've been blowing up and anything like that, so... You know, there's more people that want our money and everything like that. So give us a minute. We'll be right back. But while you guys are waiting for us, I'm going to play some CeeLo Green. If you guys listened to us last week, you already know I'm feeling this song. This is CeeLo Green, FU, Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Still. We're rocking the building. We'll be back in a minute.
Yep.
No,
Lady Steele, you've been keeping the Free Game Radio fan page on Facebook on and popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I just pick one story out of that thing, like give the people some general information. What are you bringing them this week?
Well, a couple of things. For one, Jermaine Jackson, what is he? He owes so much back pay and child support that they have confiscated his driver's license because he owes so much money. I think he needs to pay at least $100,000 back.
That's awful. That's awful.
Of course, the Nikki Kim fiasco. One thing I didn't post because it was kind of too long, Kaya managed to insert herself in it and tries to go in on Nikki as well and is referring to herself as the queen, even though she had that one hit. So you have no choice but to keep going on.
You talking about my neck and my back, Kaya?
Yes, my neck, my back, Kaya, the delusional broad.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And also, too, for those who don't know, Kaya, for those, you know, you might watch VH1 or whatever, about a couple of years back, she was on this show called, what's the name of the show? The Next
Rap
Female
Supreme.
MC. Yeah, Female Rap Supreme. There you go. And she got kicked off the first week for putting some written shit on as a freestyle. All right? So, me personally thinking, for her to get into the whole entire mix anyway, that's just her trying to grab onto the fan wagon and anything like that. RJ, what do you think, man? All right, RJ ain't with us. I don't know where he's going, but...
Yeah.
All right, RJ, what do you think, man? Shorty Kaya, she getting in on the whole Nikki Kim beef.
I think that's for somebody that's in the outside looking for some attention, looking, she has no type of sales, no type of body. So, why not?
She has
right,
no room
so
to talk.
Much.
I can't even take her seriously.
Yeah, like, it's not to take tips. Like, she's just trying to get in there because it's pretty much two heavyweights going at it, and she feels since she had a hit back when, before one got popping in, while one was dying down, she could just jump into it and have some relevance in the whole matter. That's what it is, if you ask me. That's just how I'm feeling on it. But let's just move on real quick before we get into the whole Kim Nikki thing, because I got so much stuff to say about it. I've been speaking stuff about it for the past couple weeks.
You also
show,
can't forget
but,
the Cavs Heat showdown.
Yeah, we'll definitely get on that. But also, Source Magazine awards Kanye West 5 mics.
And it's gratefully deserved.
Okay. Now, I played a track from that album earlier. I played Monster. It may not have been the breaking song, the song that it made or break anyone to make their decision, but in my opinion, that song definitely did it. Also, if you know about it, the song Power definitely did it. If you listen to the extended version, not just the 30-second video, you know, that definitely did it. Like, it's a good album off of the two tracks I heard. I would definitely like, if do they still even make CDs? I don't even know, but I would definitely be one at Tower Records if that's still open. Going to pick one up. I'll be definitely doing that for Kanye West. But we got to take a couple of calls. Wow, we got a whole lot of hands up in the place. Let's see. Last digits is 9874. 347-9874. You are live in pregame radio. What's going on? 9874.
I'm 9974.
Wow. It sounds like they're doing this as a sum. 9874, you there?
Yeah.
Right,
I thought I heard her.
Yeah, I thought it was something.
It's 9974.
9974.
Nine,
there it is. What's going on with this?
Yeah. What's up, Black? This is 20. What it is, baby?
What's going on?
I'm here saying, like, that ain't the last 4 digits on my number. And your son, your eyes ready?
Nah, you know what's the Switch Boy be jumping, so the knives be going into the eighth and all of that. But anyway, what's going on, buddy?
Chillin', my dude. Can he give you a shout? What's up, everybody? You know, I'm still doing my thing over here. I'm hearing you talking about the Nikki and the Kaya. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect, but that bitch needs to shut her whore hole. She really does. But I know you want to talk about that lady. Yeah, whore hole.
Hey, who are we talking about? Who has to shut their whore hole? Hold on.
Kaya, bitch. Yeah, come on, B. And why y'all not in the chat room? I'm like fucking talking to myself and shit.
Oh, we got the chat room open. I got the chat room open. I'm sorry. You know, I merely pay attention to the to the switchboard to see the numbers popping up and anything like that, but I see you. I see you.
Yo, shit. Well, I was just chilling, me listening to y'all. I get back at you. These dogs gonna start barking, and I don't wanna hurt your ears with them because people's in the hallway. You know they don't like that shit. So, you know,
so
I'm
you
just
know
chilling.
Yo, Putty Pie, yo, so Putty Pie is locking the chat room. She gonna hold down the chat for all those tuning in via PC, blogtalkradio.com, /Brooklyn Black. Putty Pie be holding it down. I'm in there, so once I get in there, we all good. Shout out to the homie Trey Brown. I'm playing some newer hits later on. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the dumbass of the week because I got one. Ladies, still, hopefully you got one because when I got, like, it's stretched on, so I'm straight up, like I said, dumbass, just dumbass material. But we're going to come back. I'm going to play one joint. Right here, I'm going to play the Let's see, I'm waiting for the switchboard to pull it up. We're going to play some Guapton for my homeboy, D-Bless.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
She got real cut me off. But anyway, you want to play some Guapton coming from D-Bless from the Bronx. These numbers you need to look out for. D-Bless, Guapton, pregame radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Better call off, or you full on, boy. Ever since Proof, nigga, I never fall on.
Oh, God, Jesus. It's not a fucking game, man. We make records, man. Hey, labels pay the fucking attention, man. It's not a game.
Yo, we are live pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Pretty Pie, manning down the chat rooms and all of that. We got Young Hov in the building calling out a Nyack. Oh, what it is, man?
Yo, yo, Brooklyn Black, what's good? Lady Steel, how you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Chilling. You don't have to call in?
Time out real quick, I'm sorry. Me and my mom, we're sitting down having drinks right now. We're trying to figure out why guys are so bitch-made, but okay, continue.
Whoa, now you got to go into detail.
Whoa,
now
okay,
we got to hear the story.
Now she done started some shit on pregame radio.
You know what I mean? She's just going to make a statement like that and try to back out of it. I got to hear it now.
And it's Brooklyn Black, I'm a guy, and you got Young Hope, who's a guy. Now I'm saying,
so Brooklyn, you coming over after the show?
Listeners, are you gonna say guys are bitch made? Like, how you gonna say something like that?
Not you, honey.
She
not,
got me feeling
you.
Like she's directing it towards me because I just noticed she took me off Facebook.
Give
me a question.
Right,
like I don't
said.
Know, Ma. I'm gonna find out. So we want to know why guys
okay,
are so bitch.
Oh.
So what does she mean by bitch made? Like, what is making us bitch made? Now we going into that. Before we get to the dinner of the week, we gonna try to resolve this shit right here.
No, I don't want to take the focus off of the show.
Oh, no, come on. We got to shift that focus because it was put on air. We can't just let that die off. We got to speak on it.
Yeah, we can do that in a minute. I want to know why your mom thinks all dudes are bitch made, though.
Ma, how come Wilson's a bitch?
Oh, she put a government out there.
She said because this nigga don't know how to make his own decisions.
Sound like he a youngin'.
He's under his mother's titty. She said he's under his mother's titty.
Oh, must be
okay,
titty.
Yeah, he's a young dude. He doing what mommy tell him to
do. He's not a young dude because he's dating my mother.
Oh.
The nigga might be a cougar hunter. I don't know.
I mean,
it sounds like your mom needs to move on, hon.
You heard that, Ma? She said it sounds like you need to move on.
I don't even know the dude.
He said it sounds like he needs to move on.
I do.
She got to get rid of that dude.
She said she do, but who's she moving on to?
Well, I'm kind of single right now at the moment. And I got a good credit score.
This guy right here. But, we are moving on. Dumbass of the week. Normally, for those who know, this is Ebony's part of the show where she... let us know what's going down, and we cut ass, and we go in on whoever she's talking about. But tonight she wasn't feeling too up for us, so, she took the night off. She's resting, so Ebony, hope you're feeling better. Get back to us soon. But definitely, I have a dumbass of the week. Curtis Blow.
Whoa.
This nigga got busted at the airport trying to take weed on a fucking plane. Yo. I give him credit because he knew if he had under an ounce, he couldn't really be charged.
Hold up, you're not supposed to have weed on a plane?
What's his name?
No, niggas can't take weed on a plane.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, I'll be nice.
So Curtis Blow tries to take weed on a plane. He gets caught, but he gets caught under an ounce, so they give him a ticket.
I'll be nice.
And send him about his business. Now, like I said, the reason why I nominate him as Dumbass of the Week, come on, son.
When you give me the
Curtis Blow. You're the reason why white kids are bopping their Waka Faka fame and all that shit now. You brought hip-hop to the suburbs and all of that. They know who you are. That's one. Two, you try to take weed on a plane A nigga can't get a box cutter in his shoe. You try to take weed on a fucking plane.
Hey, he must have been going to, like, someplace in Colorado.
I'm wrong, I mean, if I'm wrong, but I'm saying, like, where does the common sense come in here? Don't just say, oh, you know, you're a pioneer of hip-hop. You can just do what the fuck you want.
But
no,
I can't
nigga.
Really call him a dumbass of the week because people every day, everywhere, try to take weed in various places. So,
yeah, I've done it a couple times.
But none of them have the celebrity or have anything like fucking Curtis Blow.
Oh, you mean to tell me Curtis Blow could go to wherever he was going
to
go and find
a bubble
and get there?
On a plane, we never hear about it, and we wouldn't care. You feel what I'm saying? But Curtis Blow tries to take some weed on a plane where he has to walk, like, you know, it's not like he didn't know.
But it's not like he did a pee problem and took guns on a plane during 9/11. Like, that's not really dumbass, it's weed.
Like I said, I think just some common sense should have played into the role, and it's more like, yo, chill, let's not do it, not this time.
That or he should have greased his
like
butt.
Like I said, that's just how I see it.
Like I said, that or he should have greased his butt cheeks.
Wow. I'm not even.
Yo, if you're going to that extent to get some weed, you shouldn't be smoking weed.
Or get a one-hitter quitter. Like, I don't get these. I don't know. The shit that look like a cigarette.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Don't know what the hell y'all talking about because,
base,
you know,
that, baseball in the dugout.
Yeah, that's not right. But anyway. Ladies, still, I know, like I said, with all the news you've been bringing to the pregame fan page and everything, I know you have at least one dumbass of the week that stands out above all the rest.
Actually, I don't. I have to take my time right now because my mom is really asking who this guy is.
Who, me?
Which guy
was
talking about?
Oh, wow.
Mama Steel.
Well,
ready.
Let Mama Steel know she can holler at me a little later offline.
But I'm hollering at you right now, boo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, right before we do that, we're going to get into some new, actually, we're going to get to our throwback. I'm going to start, you know, this is what I'm starting to incorporate into the show. We're going to start, you know, playing the joint from anywhere between the 80s up to the late 90s. So any crazy hip-hop song between then, expect me to play some from that during the show. I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. I'm just going to play it on you. Like I said, we'll be right back. We're going to get,
we're going to get Mama a date on
the show. But we'll be right back. Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Young Ho, and we'll be back in a second.
Yes, sir.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then talk to Hawk, New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recruit to lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. They know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with the clues, that's the deed. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the southpaw, switch the right jaw. Cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Stop the plan, I'll chill like Pacino, kill like De Niro, Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the clock like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. rock is a wealth of mass. You're never blue and see for one deep high track attend and people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I am total commanding. Hang out with super weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in the shop, I'm gonna draw them a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, I just hear the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the lay. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied for the rest of the vibe, read up my resume, she know already cool, just meet me after school, we can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone, sweat me. You didn't want to let me loose, come get me. As if you want to sip the juice, cut the streets to wave me. So I take my gun off safety. There's a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up in the puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Kim Know the Ledge from the Juice soundtrack back in 91, 92, for those who don't know. Lady Still, you remember where you were when you heard that?
In 92? In 92, I was like 7. So I was either in Harlem or in Brooklyn.
Where did I hear that? But where's your mom's go? We were trying to get your mom's a date. 347-857-4302. All
don't
those who want to date Lady Still's mama. Huh?
Said don't get her started because she's ready.
Said we can get up on there, you know, and all of that. But don't worry about it. Next hour, coming up at 12 o'clock from 12 to 1, we're going to have hopefully every day back here. Hope she'll be up to the task and anything like that, but like I said, hope she's feeling better. She was a little under the weather, so she won't be with us this show. But we got to, matter of fact, we're going to go into the whole Nicki and Kim thing right now.
I thought we was on Jackass.
I've been on a whole bunch of other shows the past couple of weeks, and I've been campaigning hard for Kim. Why? Because, you know, I'm a Brooklynite. You know, I Robbie her Kim because she's from Brooklyn and Big discovered her and everything like that. But after a while, I was like, yo, she's been kind of like a bully.
She's,
you know,
hating.
Yeah, she got a Grammy, and she got this, she got that. And Nicki just tried to get hers, and Nicki paid homage.
And she should feel real salty right now because Nicki was just nominated for a Grammy.
You know, and, you know, like I said, Nicki paid homage. You know, when she had a previous interview and they were like, you know, what are your influences? She said Lil Kim first off the bat. You know, but I feel where Kim's coming from. You know, she started wearing the same wigs and the whole Barbie doll thing. And they thought, I feel
Kim never
marked
herself as a Barbie doll. What, see, my where I get really frustrated with this thing is everybody is attacking, like, granted, everybody's trying to crucify Nicki Minaj. I didn't pay that much attention to her until Kim started going in on her. So that made me focus my attention to see what she's going in on. And at the end of the day, everybody wants to be morally correct now, talking about the content of her lyrics, but nobody was talking nothing when Kim was talking about deep-throating and sucking down cum or whatever. There was no morals involved with that. So I don't get it.
Well, right now, I'm not even talking on the morals of the lyrics, you know, because she said whatever she said to sell her records, and that's what Nicki's doing, too. She's saying whatever she got to say to sell the records, get the records off the shelves.
And that's good to get noticed, because look at how long Nicki's been out. Like, the same people that are complaining about her, oh, she needs to go back to the way that she was not paying attention to her when she was that way, when she was the underground Nicki. Nobody, she wasn't ringing bells. Nobody knew her name. So she did what she had to do, and now she's being heard, and now it's true.
Well, I did, and, you know, I say she should have stayed that way, and that's just me saying it, but I can't speak for nobody else. But, ladies, still, let me ask you, she's saying she wasn't trying to have no beef, and she's up out the window with these accusations and XYZ. I know you heard the songs. I know you heard Roman's Revenge, and I know you heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that Nicki didn't maybe fly a jab towards Kim's way with that
this
song?
Is a, of course, but what happened is before that, Kim's name, Nicki's name was coming out of Kim's mouth a lot, and that's when Nicki was like, she's not going to address that, she's not going to speak her name. Then she did come out with Roman Revenge. I mean, after a while, if somebody's speaking your name, I don't care who you are, it's the only human that you do respond, regardless. So she's doing what she has to do. She's doing it in a tactful way, in a very marketable way, and at the same time, like she said, she's giving Kim some shine too, because to be honest, the last we heard of Kim was that she was helping her sister open a salon and getting a deal with Three Olive Vodka. And how many people are out there purchasing Three Olive Vodka? Come on.
I don't know about the whole $3 vodka thing, but straight up.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't even know about it. That's what I'm saying. But now Kim is all over the place again. And not only is she all over the place, but she's all over the place reliving her bad boy days. But at the same time, she's shitting on Diddy as well. Call Diddy whatever you want to do, but at the same time, you were down with him. And when she did come out with that album, what was it, Hardcore? She was underneath Bad Boy Atlantic, I believe.
Yeah, she was under Ever Better. But, well, we got to let the public speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play Rubber's Revenge first, and let's see how the public takes it. We'll speak on that for a second, and then we'll get to Black Friday. Me personally, Black Friday was crazy to me, but I'm gonna let, like I said, I'm gonna let the public speak, see what they say on it. I'll play Bubba's Revenge first. So you guys let us know, 347-857-4302. We got more music in the next hour, so don't fret, don't worry about it. We just talk about this real quick. I got New Trey Brown, Dope Flow and everything like that. We got the whole thing going. We'll be back in a minute.
I am not Jasmine, I am Aladdin. So far ahead, these bumps is lagging. See me in that new thing, bumps is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these drugs be spazzing. The fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nicki, asthma. I got the pumps, it ain't got medicine. I got bars, sentencing. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt, and I'll kick that hoe, punt. For trauma, blunt. You play the back, bitch, I'm in the front. You need a job, this ain't cutting it. Nicki Minaj, who you ain't fucking with? You little frag of I beat you with a padlock. I am a movie, camera block. You out of work, I know it's tough, but enough is enough.
Like a dungeon dragon, 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 like a dungeon dragon.
I ain't no S&M, but my whip's off the chain. A little drop of candy paint tripped off the brain. What's it ass mine? Got a puzzle for a brain and a razor for a head, fucking pencil for a frame. You don't like it, then peel off, bitch. Every last woman on earth I'll kill off, and I still wouldn't fuck you, slut. Your wife's smiling, your grill off. I swear to God, I'll piss a Happy Meal off. Get the wheels turning, spin the wheel off. Snap the axle in half, bust a tie rod. Quit hollering, why God? He ain't got shit to do with it. Bygones will never be bygones. The world ain't finished swallowing my wad. I ain't finished. and it's flowing. Nice bra, hope it'll fit a tough titty, bitch. Life's hard, I swear to God, life is a dumb blonde white broad with fake tits and a bad tie top. Just spit in my fucking face and call me a fucking tightwad. So finally I broke down and bought her an iPod and caught up stealing my music. So I tied her arms and legs to the bed, set up the camera and pissed twice on a look. Two peas in a tripod. The moral to the story is life treating you like dry side, kick it back in his face. My God, it's Sadie and Nicki Minaj. You might find a sight quite odd, but don't ask why, bitch. That's why no. World, if my punch and bag it, if I'm garbage, you a bunch of maggots. Make that face go on, squanch and pat me. Tell me the target so I can lunge and attack it like a dungeon dragon. You fell off, they must have pumped your wagon. You must have went off the back. I'm about to go off the deep and tilt this in your lane. You get jumped in traffic.
Is this the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all of you bitches gone? Should have sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'ma wrap your coffin with a bow.
Nicki, she just mad cause you touched the spot.
Word that bitch mad cause I took the spot. Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. Got some niggas out in Brooklyn that'll off your top. I hear the mumbling, I hear the cackling. I got them scared, shook, panicking. Overseas, church, Vatican. You at a standstill, mannequin. You wanna sleep on me? Overnight? I'm the motherfucking boss. Overwrite, and when I pull up, boom, motorbike. Now all my niggas get fucked, overbite. I see them dusty ass felines, Levi's, raggedy ass, holes in your knee highs. I call a play. Now do you see why? These bitches calling me Manning Eli.
Why you little faggots can suck it? No homo, but I'ma stick it to him like refrigerator magazine. I'm crooked enough to make straight jackets, bitch. Yeah, look who's back again, bitch. Keep acting as if you have the same path that I have. Yeah, right, still hungry, my ass. You ass tic tac, cat, the clock pass. Ain't hot enough to set fire to dry grass. About as violent as Heron Island. Looks like a flying leap of faith off a fucking balcony. Bossed up a falcon wing up your fly ass. You know what time it is, the white ass. From Sadie and Nicki's world class. And
more class, white class.
Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon.
Roman, Roman, stop it, stop it. You've gone mad, mad, I tell you, mad. You and this boy Slim Shady, what's going on? They'll lock you away, they'll put you in a jail cell. I promise, take your mother's warning.
Yes, Brooklyn Black Free Game Radio, we are back on the air. That was Roman Revenge, Nicki Minaj. We got a lady still in the building. It seems like she's really a flat carry Nicki fan. So, hearing that, what do you say?
What?
Are you telling me like she was not calling subliminal shots at Kim with that
I
one?
Never said she wasn't. Of course, that track, yes, it was. I never said she wasn't. Before that, she was saying that she wasn't doing it. But this track was definitely directed at Kim, and she's made a way. Like, she's just capitalizing off of it. If the woman won't keep her name out of her mouth, now she's made and invented a character to come at her with. So now you have Roman.
Okay.
Kim is the one
but
that...
In the song,
that
she says, it's
pretty much,
the thanks
huh?
I get for putting you bitches on. Who did
yes,
she put on?
For Kim. What I'm saying is that she's now created this alter ego, which is Roman, and this alter ego is who's coming for Kim now.
So that's who she put on?
She didn't put her on, but what she's saying, I don't know if you watched the documentary, did you?
Well, tell us about the documentary.
She had a documentary of St. Maya's Soul Train Awards on MTV. And it's pretty much, you know, like a, I guess, an expose or a little bit more, like just talking to her and seeing where her head is at. But that's her thing. She's like, what do you expect for me to say that I'm number two and that I'm not the boss? Like, that would be retarded. Who's going to come out on a record saying, oh, I'm the number two bitch and this, whatever. I'm going to say that I'm the queen because who wouldn't? So it's not necessarily that. It started off as her coming at her, but that's the way that she took it. And so now she has created this alter ego or this next persona who is Roman. And Roman is the one that's saying
all of these things pretty much that are going towards Kim. This is like a conjured person, an alter ego that Kim has conjured up because her name keeps dribbling out of her mouth.
Right, well,
if you will.
See what the last to say. Young Hov, your thoughts?
Yo, point blank period, she went in on her. I'm not even a Nicki fan, but that shit was hard. That was my first time hearing it, and I got to say that was hard. Damn shame. Stick a fork in her. She's done.
Wow.
Okay,
so
Am Busta is going to be on the remix.
For the next hour, because I'll be playing Black Friday. And we'll be
initiating shutdown sequence.
Okay.
So, damn, that was quick.
We'll be getting more on the whole Nicki thing. I'll be playing Black Friday. We'll be talking more on that.
I don't think I want to hear
more
Black Friday.
More of the week. And also, too, I'll be playing some more joints from the homie Trey Brown, Mr. Spoda Dope Flow, coming out of Long Island. Also, to Pro Dillinger, 845 Stand Up. I'll be playing some more joints from him in the next hour. But I'll let you guys go. Just charge your phones up, refresh your screens. You know how we get down pregame radio. I'll let you guys go with this track right here. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Pregame radio in 2 minutes.
Diggy, what's good, man? It's your big brother. Lupe. Long time coming. It's like the future meets the future. You heard? Get some of that laid back. Light up that non-chomper. Let it marinate. You know? Some of that make you wonder. Make you ponder. What's here? Most likely what's beyond you. It's a beautiful thing. This gon' be a fine ride. See it in my mind's eye. Black man in the white man's world. Blindside, sweeter than key lime pies. Look how fast the time flies. Where you going to be when the party's over and wine dries? Yeah, we got 9 lives, but they got 9 knives. We gon' get 1 chance, and they get 9 tries.